Chapter 16.
With puckered brows hanging low and heavy over hollow eyes and bony cheeks, Roland and Rondi Tremaine reminded Ben of Ugnaughts more than humans. The two mindwalkers were seated in the Shadow's galley, sucking down sip packs of hydrate from the medbay and squeezing raw nutripase straight from a 10-kilogram storage bladder. Their yellow hair lay helmet pressed to their heads. Their nostrils were inflamed and flaky, and their lips were so chapped and split, it was a wonder the hydrate wasn't dribbling out through the cracks. Having just checked the supplies in medbay, Ben knew that the hydrate had come from the last case, while the nutripaste was the third bladder that he had lost to hungry mindwalkers in a week. If the drain on their stores continued at this rate much longer, the first thing the Shadow would need to do upon leaving the Maw was reprovision. Still, he did not chase the pair off, or even object to their foraging. What little he had managed to piece together about Sinkhole Station, as the inhabitants called it, had come from talking with hungry mindwalkers, and on their last visit, the Tremaines had proven more informative than most. Ben stopped in the galley hatch and studied the wretched pair for a moment, then shook his head in disgust.
"I could get you a couple of glasses of hyperdrive coolant," he said. "Your deaths would be long and painful, but it has to be better than what you're putting yourselves through."
Rondi shook her head and pulled the sip pack away.
"Too hard to go beyond shadows when you're barfing blood," she explained. "But thanks for the suggestion."
Roland licked a gob of nutripaste off his fingers, then nodded at the equipment satchel in Ben's hand.
"What's with your tool bag?" he asked. "The last time we were here, you said you were just finishing the repairs."
Ben nodded.
"I did."
He stepped into the galley and started to join the Tremaines at the table, then thought better of it and put the bag on the staging counter opposite. Mindwalkers were ravenous for fluids and food when they returned from beyond the shadows, and he didn't want to share the contents of the satchel. He covered the maneuver by drawing a glass of Hubba Juice from the conservator, then left the satchel on the counter and turned back toward his guests.
"We've been spaceworthy for 2 days, Ben said, joining them at the table. "Now I'm just bored waiting around."
"If you say so,"
Rondi said. Her gaze slid across the aisle.
"So, what don't you want us to see in that satchel?"
Ben smiled.
"Sorry, guess that wasn't as subtle as I thought," he said. "It's just an intravenous kit, and I don't want you guys draining the drip bag on me."
"NIV?"
Roland asked, his frown mirroring Rondi's so precisely that it unsettled Ben. He still hadn't established whether they were twins or just regular siblings, but sometimes they seemed as close as Killix.
"What for?"
"My dad's suck nozzle keeps coming out of his mouth," Ben explained. "He's starting to get pretty dehydrated."
The Tremaines managed to avoid looking at each other, but the glimmer of alarm that flashed through their hazel eyes was unmistakable. For an instant, Ben thought that the problem suggested something was going wrong beyond the shadows, and he waited with clenched teeth for one of them to break the news to him. Instead, Rondi deliberately looked away from the IV kit, as if it suddenly held no interest, and Roland reached out a little too casually to squeeze some more nutripaste from the storage bladder. Then Ben figured it out. The suck nozzle wasn't falling out of his father's mouth. Someone was removing it. Ben grabbed his Hubba Juice and took a long drink, quieting his anger and considering what to do. He would learn nothing through furious accusations or violent threats, and would probably only be placing his father in greater danger. So far, the Mindwalkers did not seem interested in killing Luke Skywalker, because if that was their intention, there had been plenty of opportunities to make an attempt over the last week. But they did seem eager to let him die. The difference was subtle, yet significant. And that, Ben knew, was what made it the key to puzzling out what the Mindwalkers were really doing here. Ben returned his Hubba Juice to the table, then fixed his gaze on Rondi, and sat waiting with an attitude of silent expectation. She responded by smiling politely, then looking away and squeezing some nutripaste from the storage bladder onto her fingers. Ben continued to hold his gaze on her, keeping his expression thoughtful and attentive, letting her know that he was studying her every move and contemplating what it meant. The last time the Tremaines had come to raid the Shadow stores, Ben had used the technique and quickly had them spilling their life histories. Like most of the younger mindwalkers at Sinkhole Station, the pair had actually been born inside the Maw at a secret colony that Admiral Dalla had established toward the end of the Warlord era. And like all Force-sensitives born there, Roland and Rondi had been deemed unsuitable for military service. Instead, they had been groomed from childhood to become intelligence operatives. Upon reaching adulthood, they were sent out to spy for the Maw colony. Their assignments had varied widely, from gathering information to subverting security on vessels targeted for appropriation. For the next decade, they served in an espionage organization so efficient that Dalla was able to keep the colony well supplied and growing while she managed to assemble and equip the entire Maw irregular fleet, all in utter secrecy.